Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. Law enforcement agencies are searching for a man who allegedly fired at least one shot during a domestic dispute on James B. White Highway South early on Friday. No one was struck by gunfire, but at least one resident of the home was injured. We'll have more on this developing story later at ColumbusCountyNews.com. State Supreme Court Justice Paul Newby announced on Friday that he's assembling a task force to tighten pretrial release conditions. The group will take a deep dive into unsecured bond, release conditions, and other issues. The effort is in response to a national outcry over the August 22nd murder of Irena Zaretska by a convicted felon on a light rail. Legislators this week will begin discussing Irena's Law, an effort by legislators to tighten bond standards for violent and repeat criminal suspects. The defendant in the Irena Zaretska case was a 14-time convicted felon who had been released on a written promise to appear on robbery charges. Deputies saved a man's life last week after he suffered an apparent heart attack in the courthouse annex. The sheriff's office said bailiffs found the man unresponsive after he tried to help a woman with her wheelchair. The bailiffs performed CPR while a deputy who was a former EMT assisted. Another deputy on the scene retrieved an automated defibrillator. The man is recovering in an area hospital. You can see more on the story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. School resource officers arrested a Whiteville woman for disorderly conduct after an incident that began at Central Middle School. Kenya McMillan, age 40, faces charges of disorderly conduct, according to the sheriff's report. The victim in the case was a 12-year-old. McMillan's child was allegedly struck in the mouth with a drum mallet, according to the report. McMillan refused to cooperate when asked to leave the campus and was banned from the school. She then disrupted traffic in front of the suspect child's home. A juvenile petition is being sought against the child. Candy Herring Lee, age 47, is facing multiple charges after fleeing the scene of a car crash and allegedly assaulting a police officer. Lee is currently under a $110,000 secured bond. She reportedly left after hitting two vehicles and striking two men on North Elm Street. She then injured a Chadburn patrolman while being taken into custody. We have more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. In local high school football action on Friday, Clinton shocked the Whiteville Wolfpack with a 37-36 win in overtime action. Hobton downed East Columbus Gators 35-6. East Bladen defeated the West Columbus Vikings 54-28. The Pender Patriots rolled past South Columbus Stallions 62-29, and the West Bladen Knights cranked up the defense to outpace Union in a 32-6 finish. Columbus Regional Healthcare will host its annual tailgate for prostate on September 26th from 12:30 to 3 p.m. at Advanced Urology at 800 Jefferson Street in Whiteville. Enjoy free tailgate food and enter a raffle for free Carolina Panthers tickets. There will be free PSA blood work, blood pressure checks, cholesterol and A1C screenings. Call 910-641-3662 for more information. The second annual Faith in Motion Car Show and Praise Extravaganza is happening at the Veterans Memorial Park on September 27th. Admission is free for a day of family-friendly fun and praise. Registration for the car show is $25 per vehicle. Call 910-770-2168 for more information. The City of Whiteville is asking residents to vote on a potential new name for the park that's being built on the former Lewis Smith Shopping Center property downtown. You can go to the city's website and click on the banner to vote. The deadline to vote is September 29th. New Life Community Church of Whiteville will hold a pork chop plate sale on October 7th. Plates are $12, and you can see any member of the church to get your ticket. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.
September is National Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and we at Advanced Urology want to help you take care of your health. Join us on Friday, September 26th from 12:30 to 3 p.m. for Tailgate for Prostate. This is a free event with free PSA screenings, tailgate food, and you will be entered into a raffle for two free Carolina Panthers football tickets. What more could you ask for? Join us and take care of your health.
It's time once again for the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th on Prison Camp Road in Whiteville. It'll be fun for the whole family with animal shows, Cirque Cyber, Flimsy the Clown, live bands, the Diaper Derby and the Tug of War, the Demolition Derby on Friday and Saturday night, and of course, the Carnival Midway with rides and games by Dreamland Amusements. Get unlimited ride wristbands for just $25. And on Sunday, there's the Unlimited Carload Special. For more information, visit ColumbusCountyFair.com. That's the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th. Don't miss it.